even the iconic statue of Christ the Redeemer, which looms over the city of Rio de Janeiro, was used to condemn racism in football stadiums and in general. Its lights were switched off for 1 hour, leaving the monument in the dark. A show of solidarity for Vinicius Júnior and for victims of racism worldwide. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva called for the league to act and the country's equality minister condemning the latest in a series of racist attacks against black players in Spanish football stadiums.
As long as there is blood running in my veins, as long as I'm in charge of the Ministry of Racial Equality under the federal government of President Lula, we will be taking care of the black Brazilian people here or abroad.
And the daughter of football legend Pelé added her voice to the criticism.
What Vinny went through is people, that's insane that people still do this and get away with it today. It's insane. You know, Spain should be ashamed.
The player himself says the Spanish Football League now belongs to racists. The Brazilian pointed to those he believed responsible, but the only action taken was a tannoy announcement asking fans to behave. Real's manager felt the game should have been stopped.
It's unacceptable. The Spanish league has a problem. Vinicius is not the problem. Vinicius is the victim of a serious problem.
But La Liga president Javier Tebas says his organization is not racist and accused Vinicius of not showing up to meetings to discuss the racism. He urged the player to educate himself before criticizing the league. The head of the Spanish Football Federation disagrees, though.
First of all, we need to admit we have a problem of behavior, of education, of racism. If only one fan, one nasty person, one group of nasty people insult someone for their sexual orientation, for their skin color, for their religion, then we do have a serious problem.
Vinicius has fallen victim to racial abuse on multiple occasions this season. Before the Madrid Derby, in January, an effigy of the player was hung from a bridge near Real's training ground. French star Kylian Mbappe has offered his support, saying, "You are not alone." Real Madrid's club president, Florentino Pérez, met with Vinicius on Monday to show solidarity and explain what action the club will take. And just images we just never want to see in a football stadium. While Valencia says they'll ban the fans responsible for life, and other football organizations promising to do everything they can to prevent incidents like this in the future.
But here in Brazil, the local media has pointed out that Vinicius Júnior is not the only one who has suffered racist abuse in Spanish stadiums. Over the past decade, several other Brazilian players and players from other countries have been insulted because of their skin color. Monica Yanakiv, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.